a key vote today on financial reform.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning, I'm Bill Radke. The Senate showdown on the financial overhaul bill is scheduled to start today. The measure is designed to help prevent another financial crisis. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer joins us now live from Washington. Good morning, Nancy.
Good morning.
So we finally get to see the particulars of financial reform. What made it into this bill?
Well, the legislation would create a consumer protection agency, and it would tackle derivatives, investments whose worth is derived from something else. They can be corn futures or securities made up of bundled mortgages. Apparently, the Senate Banking Committee Chairman Christopher Dodd has agreed to a provision that would require banks to spin off their derivatives business.
And what's going to happen when the bill hits the Senate floor today?
Well, senators will vote on whether to actually start debate on the legislation. Senator Dodd was on NBC's Meet the Press yesterday, and he was asked whether he even has the votes to begin debate.
We're not there yet, but I would hope that we could get the votes tomorrow on when we have this motion to proceed to the bill to start the debate.
Now, Republicans have enough votes to actually filibuster the bill. The Democrats need one Republican to vote with them, so they'll have the 60 votes needed to break a filibuster.
And if the Senate passes the financial overhaul, then where do we stand?
Well, the House passed a financial overhaul bill in December, so if the Senate passes a bill, it will have to be merged with the House measure, and differences between the two bills will have to be ironed out.
Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer in Washington. Thank you.
You're welcome.
President Obama and Yahoo co-founder Jerry Yang will tag team on the podium today in Washington at the President's Summit on Entrepreneurship, focused on promoting economic ties with Muslim nations. From the entrepreneurship desk at Oregon Public Broadcasting, Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports.
Last year, during his trip to Cairo, President Obama called for better ties with the Muslim world. Today's gathering of entrepreneurs and economic development types from more than 50 countries is the follow-up. Tom Rue of the Kauffman Foundation helped organize the event.
There are entrepreneurs thriving in those parts of the world, but they certainly are the micro-minority, considered by their governments kind of fringe players, fringe elements.
To help these fledgling businesses grow, the U.S. will offer money, mentoring, and technical support. The obstacles are huge, from bureaucracy to restrictions on women in business. Still, Tom Rue says there's opportunity for U.S. firms.
I had the chance to meet the entrepreneur that launched Muxlim.com. Think of them as the Facebook equivalent for the Muslim world. And they, in fact, are coalescing tremendous purchasing power and opportunity for advertisers.
There's a lot of potential here. Not one Muslim country makes the list of top U.S. trading partners right now. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
And now let's do the numbers. Big day for stocks around the world. Investors may be relieved Greece officially requested a bailout rather than risk default. Stocks in Europe are up almost 1% now, and Asian markets were even higher than that. On Friday, the Dow added 70 points for its eighth weekly rise in a row. That hasn't happened since 2004. The Dow closed at 11,204.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents, offering a choice of companies and coverage. You can find a local agent at 1-800-WE-INSURE. By Constant Contact, dedicated to helping small businesses and nonprofits build strong customer relationships with email marketing, online surveys, and event marketing. ConstantContact.com. And by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, working to strengthen America by empowering more young people to achieve educational success beyond high school.
New York City is touting a report that shows its citizens reap a huge green dividend for driving less than other urban dwellers. But as Andrea Bernstein reports from WNYC, not all New Yorkers are feeling so lucky.
New York City isn't the most car-friendly place in the world. It's not unusual to see cars bumper to bumper stretched out for blocks. Still, most people in New York aren't driving. They're taking the subway. So much so that the City Transportation Commissioner, Jeanette Sadik Khan, likes to brag at conferences.
And it's no wonder that New Yorkers have one-third the carbon footprint of the average American. So if you're really serious about saving the planet, just move to New York.
But now comes a report showing New Yorkers have a new reason to gloat about their relatively car-independent existence. Because so few people drive every day, the average is pulled down to 9 miles a day. Nationally, that figure is about 25 miles a day. The result? New York City residents save $19 billion a year, and most of that stays in New York.
Because we don't produce cars, and we don't produce gas.
Unlike Houston, where city residents drive the most, but that's an oil town. Joe Courtwright, an economist with the group CEOs for Cities, wrote the report. He says cities everywhere can save by getting more people to ride transit.
Transit isn't just sort of an amenity for the good times. It actually has some really significant contributions to the well-being of local residents and the well-being of the local economy.
Okay, but is that real money moving through the economy or theoretical money?
It is absolutely real money. It's money that if you did not have the kind of transit system you have, you did not have the kind of density, people would have to be laying out more money every day for cars and gasoline.
So are New Yorkers feeling richer? Not exactly. Down in the subways, a banker who'd only give his name as Jim said the dividend isn't taking something into account.
Cost of living here, so it's not as good a deal as it sounds.
Still.
If you live in the city, it makes more sense to take the subway.
In New York, I'm Andrea Bernstein for Marketplace.
This story is part of the Transportation Nation Public Radio Project. For more, go to marketplace.org. And remember General Motors in the 80s before we gave them a bailout and they were still rock-like?
America is still the land of rugged individualists.
Well, GM just parted ways with Campbell Ewald, the advertising company responsible for this and the Chevy Heartbeat of America campaign. It's about time, since the company turned out to be kind of sandy, and if GM is the heartbeat of America, then America should be on strict bed rest. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Bill Radke.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.